Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, the Paranoid Banker, and welcome to this month's Fireside Chat. It's good to have you with me, and I'm glad you're here. And so what we're going to be talking about this month are the five biggest investment myths when it comes to investment real estate. What I'm going to cover is really what I consider and what I see from time to time as the five biggest investment myths. And I think knowing these myths and even exposing them a little bit, I think can be very helpful, especially if you're considering getting involved in a investment real estate property, either actively or passively at some point in time in the future, or maybe you're already involved in some of this information. I think no matter the case, can be a big help to you. So thanks for joining me on this regarding this information, and let's go ahead and let's just jump right into those myths and get this information right to you. Okay, the first myth is it's easy, everybody can do it, no problem, it's easy, you can do it, no experience needed, no background information needed, jump in and make money. Now of course I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit, and that was kind of a long myth. Why don't I shorten it up a little bit and just put it to you this way. Anybody can get involved in an investment real estate property, and it's easy to do. That's a huge, huge myth. Where does this myth come from? Well, a lot of this myth comes from television, from TV. There are many TV shows out there. I can name off at least three, probably four off the top of my head, where you're following people around, they're buying property, they're flipping them, they're making money, they're buying property, they're fixing them up, and they're flipping them, they're making money. A lot of these shows, from fix-up shows to flip shows to invest in real estate shows, keep something in mind here. They've got to get all this information, and it's all got to be fantastic good news by some, you know, at the direction of some producer, that's the way the show has to flow. So there's no time for mistakes. There's no time for losing money. There's no time for big errors. All they're looking for is a little bit of drama and basically showing how everyday people can do this and make a lot of money doing it, when the fact of the matter is that's definitely not the case. If TV has done something that I consider is a misrepresentation, it is basically showing how you can make a lot of money in real estate in a half hour. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. And I'm not even talking about the infomercials that you don't really see much anymore, but you used to see a lot, you know, the low money down and no money down, and, you know, how to be worth, have a net worth of $10 million in 3 months by starting with no cash, you know, that kind of thing. You don't really see that anymore. But you really see a lot of these shows where, whether they're a couple of brothers, whether it's someone just looking to buy and fix up something and sell, you know, they look at a property, they make it look so easy from beginning to end, from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. And then, of course, at the end of every show, what happens? Everybody's happy, of course. Oh, it worked out great. We made money. The profit was this and that. You know, rarely is there bad news. Rarely are there investment mistakes, and rarely do things not work out. Well, here's the real world, guys. The real world is you do need to know what you're doing. You really need to know what you're doing before you get involved in any kind of investment real estate project, especially an active one, especially if you're going to be buying and fixing up and flipping and selling, especially if you're going to be buying your own single family home or even apartment property and renting it out and maybe holding it for long term. You really need to know what you're doing here. It's not easy. And as I hope many of you have come to realize, nothing is easy. Nothing worthwhile, and by worthwhile I mean in terms of money, in terms of net worth building, is easy to do. So don't let the shows, the TV shows, fool you on how easy this stuff is. It's not. You've got to know what you're doing, you've got to know what's going on, and you've got to be an expert in a lot, especially when it comes to active investing, purchasing, fixing up, flipping, selling, renting, You've got to know what you're doing. If you don't, it could not only cost you money, but hundreds of hours in lost time, and it could also possibly cost you some legal problems too later on, which of course nobody wants to run into. Okay, so that's myth number one, and that myth that I feel right now is fully exposed. Let's go on to myth number two. And number two is that single family homes are the best kind of rental real estate to own. Now, depending on what area of the country you live in, and depending on how your housing market is, there could be different answers to this. But the thing I want to caution you about this myth is, if you plan on investing in real estate, whether it's actively or passively, you really need to reconsider whether having single family homes should be the foundation of your real estate investing. Okay? The problem you run into with single family homes is that you've got one single family home. Okay? So here's what I mean by that. When you have a vacancy, many times those homes are vacant for quite a while. Okay? So you're either 100% occupied or you're 0% occupied. There's no in between. And so what can happen very easily is you can have a home that is rented, let's say 6 months out of the year. You have a great tenant, they pay rent on time, it's cash flowing great, everything's good. That tenant moves out. Now you've got 3 months, let's say, it takes to get that property rented again. Hopefully it wouldn't take that long. Heck, let's just say 2 months. All of a sudden, most of that money you made in cash flow over those 6 months has disappeared. But heaven forbid, if it took 3 or 4 months, it's all gone. And I'm not even talking about costs of fix-up, repair, maintenance, etc. Okay, once you throw those things in there, all of a sudden that those income profits you think you're going to be getting from that single family home don't turn out to be as much as you thought. And in many cases, most single family homes barely pay for themselves as it is when they're rented, much less when they're vacant. Okay, sure, from a management standpoint, they are much easier because you only have one property, one unit to manage. However, you can still have a variety and a long list of problems with that one tenant that you need to take care of. Again, appliances breaking down, heating problems, cooling system problems, housing ordinance issues, problems with the neighbors. Maybe the tenants play music loudly. Maybe there's some domestic things going on there where the police have to be called up, etc. So you're not insulated from issues and problems by simply deciding, oh, well, I'm just going to invest in a single family home and own that everything else should work out pretty easily. That is not the case. I caution you, highly caution you, against having single family homes as the primary real estate investment that you have. Now, do I think there's room to own single family homes? Sure. I mean, our partnerships own single family homes. So for me to say completely avoid them, no, that's not accurate. But make sure that they're part of a plan where you own other properties that can produce at least a substantial enough amount of income so that when you do have vacancies in those single family homes, it won't hit you in the wallet so hard when you do. A good mix of some smaller apartment properties, heck, even some smaller commercial properties with single family homes is probably the smarter way to go. But just make sure that you don't let single family homes be the only source of your real estate investment, because in most cases, if you think that's the case, I think you'll be sorely disappointed at how well you do financially as a result. Okay, let's move on to myth number three. And myth number three is really for the passive investor. Okay, those people that want to own really good real estate properties but don't really want to be involved in the day-to-day management of doing it themselves. Or in other words, they want to be more investors versus landlords. Okay, and that myth is the best way to invest in really good real estate properties are through real estate investment trusts or REITs. Okay, I'm going to tell you that I don't necessarily have an issue with those investors that choose to invest in real estate investment trusts. There's a lot of advantages to investing in those real estate investment trusts. Okay, many of those companies own tens of thousands of apartment units or millions of square feet of commercial space or maybe even a combination of those. And you get a lot of that diversification coming through and how well those companies do. So from a diversification standpoint, you can really make the argument where you'd rather own a little bit of a company that owned thousands of units and millions of square feet versus maybe owning just one property. Okay, there'd be some advantages to that and a lot of diversification advantages. And you know, theoretically, there'd be a lot less risk there too. And you know, you really wouldn't get that big of an argument from me regarding those points because those are good points and those are good points to be considered. And in addition to that, they're more liquid. So in other words, if you decided tomorrow, you woke up and decided, well, I want to pull my money out of that real estate investment trust and invest it somewhere else, heck, with a phone call or a few emails or some online dialogue, you could have that done in a couple of days and have your proceeds probably within the next 7 to 10 days. All that is good and those are great things. However, let me tell you what you don't get when you invest in a real estate investment trust, okay? Before I tell you what you don't get, keep in mind that when you buy into a real estate investment trust, you're not buying into the properties, you're buying stock in a company that owns the real estate properties, okay? So it's just basically, you're still buying stock. And there's really no difference in that kind of stock you're buying than any other kind of stock that's traded publicly on the stock exchange. You're buying stock in a company that instead of, you know, making automobiles or widgets or whatever category you want to think about, they invest in real estate. So you're buying stock in a company that invests in real estate. And here's the key point. You're not buying the real estate itself and owning that real estate actively. Big difference, okay, big difference. The real way to profit as much as possible from real estate ownership is to own it actively. In other words, own the property yourself versus owning stock in a company that owns properties, right? So a big advantage that our investment partners have is they actually own the real estate, okay? They own the real estate. They get all the benefits of owning really good real estate properties. They get, of course, the income. They get to take advantage of a lot of tax savings through depreciation, through interest deductions. They get to take advantage of the appreciation. They get to take advantage of the equity that's being built in the properties month after month as well. Why do they get those kinds of benefits? Because they're active owners in those properties. They really own them. They don't own stock in a company that owns those properties. They own the properties. And as a result, in many cases, the financial benefit is much, much better as a result of that versus owning stock in a company. So that was myth number three. Let's go on to myth number four. And I talked a little bit about this a little bit ago. But I want to make sure that you understand where I'm coming from here, because what I'm going to tell you is going to sound so counterintuitive. It's going to sound so surprisingly different from what you're used to hearing. I think it's going to surprise you, okay? And it's simply this. Do not invest in low or no money down real estate properties. Avoid them at all costs, okay? Avoid them at all costs. What are you talking about, Darren? Every book I read, every how-to real estate seminar I've been to, every how-to real estate podcast I've listened to, almost every single one of these has basically said, hey, you want to leverage and borrow as much as possible, put hardly any money out of your pocket, and get the financial windfall that comes in by being smart enough and savvy enough to invest in no or low money down real estate. I'm going to tell you, you've got about as much chance of making a lot of money with a low or no money down real estate project as I do growing hair or more hair on the top of my head. Okay? The chances aren't very good. They're just not. And many of these situations that you hear about, read about, listen to are so atypical. That it is almost out of the realm of possibility for anyone to duplicate what some of the gurus say you can do, or what some of the big league low or no money down real estate seminar people tell you, podcast people tell you, etc. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Why on earth would anybody sell a property for low or no money down? Why would they? Okay. Unless there's a reason. 99.9% of the time, the reason is it's the kind of property that nobody wants to own, that nobody should own, that you should run away from as fast as you can. I can't tell you, I have dozens and dozens of emails and letters from either current partners or some folks that, investors that wanted to be our partners in some of our properties, that have said that they've got themselves into some really bad scenarios and situations by getting involved in low or no money down real estate. Okay, here's the bottom line. Don't. It is too good to be true. Don't. It is too good to be true. I promise I won't say it again, but it is. I have seen so many investors get involved in really big problems by getting involved in low or no money down real estate that by the end of the day, they end up with so much money out of pocket that they would have been better off not getting involved in the property in the first place. And by out of pocket, I'm talking about money lost on these kinds of properties. So, here's the lesson. If it sounds too good to be true, no money out of pocket, low money out of pocket, 5% down payment, 3% down payment, whatever the case is, stay away from those kinds of situations and those kinds of properties. And by the way, I know this from my own experience too, my own expensive experience. The properties that I've been involved in over the years, and thank goodness it's been a while because I learned a long time ago, but the property that I've been involved in over the years where I thought, oh, we don't have to put much money down to buy it, and maybe in some cases no money down to buy it, at the end of the day, I didn't make any money on them. At the end of the day, I lost money on them. Okay? Don't be like me, and don't be like the dozens of other investors that I have talked to that have run into this same kind of problem. Run away, stay away from low or no money down properties. The 99% of the time, they're going to cost you more problems, headaches, and hassles, and at the end of the day, money. More money than you probably would have thought. Okay? All right, let's get to our last myth that I want to cover. Myth number five. Myth number five is don't hire any professionals to help you buy and invest in real estate. You can do it yourself. Okay? I know this relates to the first myth that I talked about a little bit. However, I am going to take a little bit different track on this because there are a lot of people that feel that they don't need to get any professionals involved when it comes to real estate investing. And I'm going to tell you, nothing is further from the truth. Okay? Nothing. Because real estate investing, when you make mistakes, it's expensive. It's very expensive. And it's very time consuming. And so, the only way that I would say that you should do real estate investing yourself, whether it's passively or actively, is that you've done a lot of homework, you've done a lot of educating, you've spent a lot of time educating yourself, you've done a lot of homework, and you have a really good understanding of what you're going to do and what you're going to be getting involved in. Okay? I can't tell you how many people contact me who have no clue what they're doing, but they want to just get in and start buying real estate because their brother owns some real estate, or a friend of theirs owns a property, or somebody at work might have a property and is always talking about how well the property is doing. Okay, and I'm not saying don't buy real estate actively or passively. No, not at all. As you well know, I think real estate's a great investment and one I think you need to have at least a little bit of your money involved in. But to do it without having any kind of professional assistance and not really knowing what you're doing is a recipe for disaster. I'll tell you a quick story. I used to sell a ton of apartment buildings to investors over the years. Over $500 million worth of projects have passed through my hands in terms of being involved in them, either from a real estate broker, from a transaction side, owning some of them, etc. And it's always interesting when I have been involved in transactions with people that didn't really know what they were doing. It isn't too long after they own the property that I get what? A phone call. And what's the phone call? Yeah. Can we sell this property? I want to sell. I want to get out. I want to sell this property. Well, why is that? Because they didn't really know what they were getting involved in. They didn't really know. They thought they had enough knowledge. They thought that maybe they had at least some experience, but they didn't have professional assistance in analyzing this and whether it's something that they should do or not. Again, I think real estate investing is a smart thing to do, and I think most everybody should have at least some money in real estate. But you really want to make sure you either A, have a lot of knowledge and education in terms of what it's really going to take to make a real estate investment successful and be confident in your abilities, or if that's not you, that's fine, but make sure you have somebody on your side of the table that can help you with this. Whether somebody that can coach you through it, someone that can help you and assist you with your investing, you want to have someone that's got the experience, that knows what they're doing, in order for you to make money. I mean, it's no different than owning stock in companies, for example, Berkshire Hathaway. The main reason people want to invest in Berkshire Hathaway is because they want to ride the coattails of the folks there, including folks like Charlie Munger, of course, Warren Buffett, who is, of course, the big iconic investor. You know, they want to get on those guys' coattails and profit from their decisions. Why? Because they don't have the time, effort, energy, or knowledge to invest in and know what they're doing when it comes to buying companies. But guys like that do. So what do investors want? They invest their money with them so they can take the shortcut to get those kind of investment results without having to, of course, educate themselves and become knowledgeable. All right. Same thing goes with real estate investing or any other kind of investing. You want to either be real knowledgeable with what you're doing and be confident with what you're doing, or get aligned with somebody that is, okay? Doing it any other way is a recipe for disaster. You know, I hear from investors that get in touch with me when they do things like day trading or options trading or, you know, all these kind of fly-by-night things that investors can get involved in. And don't get me wrong, can people make money with those kinds of investments, courses, information? Sure. And I'm not disparaging those kinds of things, but let's admit it. A lot of those things are sold to people basically telling them how easy it is to get involved in those kinds of things and how little you really need to know in order to be successful. Well, we all know that's BS, don't we? It's total BS. So make sure you either are fully educated and fully understand what's going on with your next real estate investment, or you get aligned with somebody that does. All right. So, wow, that's already five big myths, probably the five biggest myths that I continue to run into over the years. And I thought, you know, let's get these out in the open. Let's talk about them and let's go over some of these myths and expose them and give you the real world information you need in order to be a successful real estate investor in the future. Okay. Hey, I appreciate your time today and thanks for joining me. I look forward to hearing back from you regarding this information, your comments, your suggestions, and your feedback. Look forward to hearing from you. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Have a terrific month. Happy spring. We'll see y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.